everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 8 o'clock, 8:05 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got a couple hours left in this show. If you want to get in, come on, 713-780-3776. I can't wait. I love that Greg Maddux thing. I mean, I hate it for Bags because he had absolutely no chance, zero chance against Greg Maddux. But
Astros had zero chance against Smoltz, Maddux, or Glass.
None of them.
We live with that. That's why we appreciate this Astros run. If you did not come up in the late 90s and early 2000s and have to deal with the Braves' domination, then you can't really truly appreciate the Astros' run. That when you had guys who could hit get clutch hits in the postseason, honestly, I think that's one of the things that hurts the Bagwell Biggio era the most. I think it's the only thing that really hurts them, is that there just wasn't the clutch hits in big moments. I mean, they didn't have so much was on their shoulders too until Berkman got there. So much of the offense was on them before Lance Berkman came. And
yeah,
it was, you know.
Well, they got better. Moises Alou, at Berkman, Bagwell.
Yeah, Moises came after Biggio, that first 97 year. He
Hidalgo.
Was there for 98.
You know what? It got better. It got better. No, and they still didn't come through. They just didn't. Caminiti was there in 99.
For as much as you love that era of Astros baseball, I just can't touch this era because you got nothing but clutch guys. And that era did not have clutch players.
No.
They couldn't win in a post. They looked overmatched at the plate in the biggest moments where your most iconic Alex Bregman hit.
Home run in Fenway.
Run in Fenway. How about Yordan?
Yordan, the home run against the Phillies to win the series.
Altuve
against Aroldis Chapman every time.
Yep. How about Kyle Tucker? Do you have one for Tucker? I can't just nothing pops.
No.
But he's had some big hits. He's had postseason home runs.
Yeah.
And the bigger problem for those teams, not just what this team is doing, but the fact that it wasn't like the Braves ripped off 5 World Series wins.
No.
Some team found a way to beat them.
The Astros just
couldn't.
Somebody's beaten them, but
Astros won. Correa, you can do this. You can do the base hit against the Yankees where Springer hustled and scored.
Yeah.
Remember that one? Yeah. I was at that game in the against the Yankees.
Springer or Altuve that scored? On the double center.
It was Springer who had that great slide. Well, yeah, actually, maybe you're right. Maybe it was.
I think it was Altuve.
Maybe it was Tuve. But I feel like maybe Tuve got that hit.
No, it was.
Because Springer would have hit ahead of Altuve.
Yeah,
I thought Springer scored.
The double to right center that won the Yankees game.
Yeah, Carlos got the hit.
It was Carlos.
Carlos got the hit. These are like, you can come up with any number. Maldonado had
Marwin Gonzalez, homer
Marwin
against
Gonzalez,
the Dodgers.
Maldonado had clutch hits. Jake with the clutch play. Chaz with the clutch play defensively. Can't really come up with Jake.
Trey Mancini's play at
Trey
first
Mancini.
Base.
Trey Mancini. I mean, just clutch plays all over the place that we remember. You know what we remember the Astros? Slider away. From that team,
I remember one of the most is the Walt Weiss play on Subi, that ended that game. I mean, the Astros had the bases loaded, and Subi hits one up the middle, and Walt Weiss makes the diving play.
That's why there's such a love for this team. Like, a true love.
Billy Spiers had to hit against San Diego to win the game in game two against San Diego in 98.
Yeah, I remember that game.
Remember that one? That one hit, that one clutch hit? Remember?
Yeah, and it falls to Billy Spiers?
It was Billy Spiers. Remember? Yeah, I remember. Yeah, they just didn't come up with it. They just didn't. This team is so. This team's got nuts. This team has got it. And you know what? And this is the greatest year in their history.
They've had it for 7 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell it to Jimmy Rollins.
Jimmy Rollins don't know nothing about
baseball.
Jimmy
will learn the hard way.
Yeah, Jimmy Rollins would have flailed. He would have flailed at changeups from Maddox.
Well, just like everybody else. You're right. Him and everybody else, except for the Yankees.
The writing is on the wall for these Houston Texans veterans. J.J. Taylor.
Are we calling him a Houston Texan veteran?
He's a veteran. He's been around a little
bit. Yeah, I don't think. It's just too crowded at that position.
It's too crowded. That's a numbers thing. J.J. Taylor, I think can play.
I think Damian Pierce is going to make the team. From what I understand, digging around, I think he's going to make the team. But I also wonder if they're making sure to say that so that somebody's willing to trade for him as opposed to wait for him to get cut. I really do wonder that because I don't think he's just not a fit for this offense. But
Tegan Katoriano. Him or Brevin Jordan, and guess what? It could be either one. I think it could be either
one. But Brevin has been a factor as a pass catcher.
Yeah, he is.
Tegan so
back?
I would say Tegan has I think he has a 30% chance of
sticking. He's back from his injury. Has he played any snaps since he got hurt in the first game?
One of the reasons you're in trouble.
Yeah,
he
hasn't been there.
C.J. Henderson will get got. Is he in there? These guys aren't healthy.
C.J. Henderson is not, but Miles Bryant. Well, C.J. Henderson, I don't think is going to make the team. Miles Bryant is in.
I don't think he or Okuda are going to make it.
They think Okuda is going to make it.
Do they?
Yeah.
How long has Okuda missed?
They think Okuda is going to be there. Miles Bryant, Jacob Phillips.
Okuda hasn't practiced for weeks. Henderson missed the first 2 to 3 weeks with injury.
Why are all these guys getting injured in the offseason? I mean, it just seems like there's more and more
Akuda could find himself on some type of PUP list or a designated to return list potentially. C.J. Henderson, I don't think he makes the team. Miles Bryant might be gone. He was one of the New England free agents that were really designated primarily as a special teams player, though.
You look at what they did at cornerback in the offseason.
They just threw a lot of stuff against the wall.
Thank Nick Caserio that he decided on Kamari Lassiter, because the guys they handpicked to be competition for the outside corner opposite Stingley either hurt, plus don't play well, or all of the above. If not for Kamari Lassiter, who jumped in, is now the starter and has been unchallenged really since camp opened.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's true. That rookie better play well.
Oh, it's all on him.
It is on. And you know what? He doesn't mind it, I guess. And you know, D'Amico had some high praise for Georgia. I mean, for an Alabama guy to be talking about Georgia like that, it just doesn't seem right.
Basically, you see, like, by the way,
one more guy they have, Steven Sims.
Yeah, I think Steven Sims doesn't make it.
He's a kick
return.
That's a veteran
Texan.
How many guys have returned a kickoff for a touchdown in the postseason? Okay.
Jacoby? No, he fumbled.
Steven Sims.
Wait, did Jacoby
that was a punt, wasn't it?
Steven Sims was a punt, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he can't do it. If you're going to keep
in the second half, yeah.
They were kicking off.
If you're going to keep Damian Pierce, he's probably going to have to return kickoffs or something.
Well, D'Amico, once again, talked about the offensive line being an issue for Damian Pierce's struggles. And here's D'Amico yesterday when asked about Damian Pierce.
We got to get him some ops in the game, you know, just get him some more ops running the football. But Damian's done a great job out here at practice. I don't think everybody's seen that in the game because, you know, when he had his opportunities, we got guys unblocked in the hole, so he doesn't have a chance to really get started. So, you know, we just have to give him more opportunities, but we have to block it better up front so he does have opportunities to make some plays in a running game.
It is true. He hasn't had any holes.
No, it's true, but there have been opportunities. It's the way he runs it. He doesn't press the hole, which means you push it as far as you can to get the defense to flow out of the hole, and then you cut it back. Like, he just doesn't have a feel for that kind of stuff. But it has not been blocked great. Mm-hmm. I will say, it's not like, but if you only get what's blocked for you, then you're just a guy. There's lots of running backs who can get what's blocked for them.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much every running back can get what's blocked for them. What you need is somebody who can create, when there's zero on the board, they can create three. Now, I will say, he can create with power. So he does have that ability. You want running backs to be able to create through either speed, elusiveness, or power. And usually it's elusiveness and power are the two you look for. The rare running back like Adrian Peterson could do all three. Most of them, Beast Mode was a power creator. You know, a lot of them are wiggle creators. Damian Pierce is not a wiggle player. He's a power player. He's not a speed player either. So if he's going to create through power, you want him to be able to get, you kind of have to block up at least where he gets a yard, yard and a half into the, you know, across the line of scrimmage, because, you know, you need him to get a head of steam going. He's not somebody who's going to run over a penetrating defensive lineman. That's not going to happen. So the offensive line does have to block it up better. That's true. Everything he said there is true. I just, Agumbawale is a better running back option. And then so was Cam Akers. So I don't really, and Agumbawale is a good special teams player. So I don't really see, I guess Pierce is your fourth running back. But I kind of liked what I saw from British Brooks, and Jawar Jordan is, he was a draft pick. Does he go on a practice squad? Like,
I doubt it.
That's why I'm not convinced that they won't try to move Damian Pierce in a trade at some point before cutting him. I'm not convinced that they won't try to say, hey, we'll trade you for a seventh rounder.
I don't know that they'll get anything for him.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Because if you start doing that stuff before the trade deadline, before the cut deadline, if teams think you're going to cut a player, they usually won't give you a pick for him.
Yeah. All right, we got a break here. We got to talk about my bookie. We got to talk about the football season coming up here. This is the time of the year. As a matter of fact, we're going to have John joining us at 45 minutes to give some preseason picks for college football, for NFL. Who are your MVP? There's all kinds of great MVP, rookie of the year, all of this stuff out there that you can win on. Those are long-term bets, win totals for teams. Do you like, which team do you like? Which team do you think is not going to be as good? If you think you got some inside information, or you feel like, I just love this bet, then let's go. Let's get to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Your initial deposit, you're going to get a nice bonus for you to play with, more to play with for you to get on out there and enjoy your football season. Have some fun with it. If you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid, you're looking for bet anything, anytime, anywhere, the number of bets, everything that you got to play for is incredible. Live in-game betting. We got Florida State and Georgia Tech starting up. You want to watch that game? You want to play while the game is going on? You got it. But you got to get to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, and let's go. Let's play. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
This is ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. Anthony from New York is here. He went to the game yesterday. And what happened, Anthony? What'd you do to the team? Okay. What'd you do? Why didn't he pinch hit is what I want to know. Which, that's what I'm saying. Anthony, you got a bigger shirt or no? What the hell? That's a pretty big shirt, brother.
You just brought enough breakfast.
You were 305? No kidding. Yeah. You can't talk while we got microphones here. Wait, people can't hear.
You know, people can't. We're on the air, yeah. Yeah.
So,
Anthony from New York came to town to...
And he brought us sandwiches.
A bunch of sandwiches, like 9 of them.
What is it? What has you got there?
This was from Snooze. It's got... Well, we got bacon. This is bacon, egg, and cheese, but they're sausage, egg,
and
cheese. Nice.
Yeah. From Snooze. Snooze is really good. No meat. Who wants no meat?
Don't worry.
A vegan, whatever. Beat it. Beat it, California. Anyway, Anthony brought he went to the game yesterday in Verlander.
You did too.
I went to the game yesterday, but I've been to other games. Oh, I was at a no hitter. Astros no hitter. Okay. So, okay.
I've never been to a no hitter.
You haven't?
I went to Verlander, almost had a no hitter, and then he lost it late in the game. And then they brought in, so it's still a shutout, and they brought in, I don't know, one of the pitchers we hated at the time who blew the shutout even. But, yeah, I've never been to, I'm trying to remember if I've ever been to a game that had something that cool.
Yeah, it was cool. But they lost yesterday. They lose 2 out of 3. They go to Baltimore today. And you know what? I ain't worried. Y'all, everybody's scared of, ooh, Baltimore, they're playing so well, blah, 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 blah. I ain't scared of them. I ain't going to be scared of Baltimore. Just kicked their ass when they were here a couple weeks ago.
You don't get scared of good teams, but the White Sox terrorize you.
Yeah, well.
I don't get this.
Well, because.
Why do you let the White Sox bother you, but them?
Because those are the games they play to their competition. When they're on the road at Baltimore, they step up. The crowd is there. Everybody's booing them. Everybody hates Altuve. You know what he does? He crushes all their hopes and dreams.
But they didn't play to their competition against the Red Sox.
Red Sox are a good team.
No, I know.
It's a good team.
Play to your competition.
Well, they had a minor league lineup in there every day.
Yeah, well, that's true. You had a lineup that gets you one run.
We're at the game, and after the game, we went, what are we doing? Why did we stay here? In the bottom of the ninth, they're down two, and then they ended up hitting a home run to make it three. Bottom of the ninth, we got DeCenzo, Cabbage, Whitcomb. What kind of order is this? What the hell is going on?
You got to beat the traffic.
Yeah, we should have.
You got to beat
the traffic. We regretted it when we got outside. We were like, we should have left early.
Yeah.
Knowing who's coming up. Goodness gracious. And he wouldn't even use Altuve in a clutch spot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the seventh inning. You got second and third and one out. And you pinch hit Trey Cabbage? Okay. Well, he walked. And then Bregman popped out on a weak first pitch. He goes after the first pitch and pops out to first. And then Yordan didn't look good either. So
when's the last time Yordan homered at home? Can you guess?
Homered at home.
It's been a while.
I'm gonna say 2022.
July. No, Yordan.
Oh. It happened this year.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna say August. No, late July.
June 22nd.
June 22nd.
Yordan hasn't homered.
It's 2 months.
Home for 2 months.
Yeah.
Wow, that's terrible.
He is a near Hall of Famer on the road, and he's Jake Myers at home.
He's not Jake Myers.
Look at the numbers.
He's not Jake Myers at home. Goodness gracious.
Pretty close.
Goodness gracious.
What's Yordan's home run total right now?
I have to look it up. Let's see. He's got 25 on the year.
By the way, and how about
he
this?
He may not get to 30.
He's got 66 RBIs.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
20 for a guy who also hits for average.
Yeah, I mean it's not exactly what you would think.
He's got,
when Yiner's leading the team with 70 RBIs, it's like it's a little scary.
Yeah,
Yordan should be leading the team in RBIs.
Yeah, I would think so.
You would think.
So at home
OPS
this year,
has been higher the whole time.
Yordan. So, yeah. Got an average of 259, eight home runs, 20 RBIs in the 61 home games he's played this year.
It's the team's done a great job without Kyle Tucker, but Kyle just – the domino effect of Kyle and Altuve in a lineup, I mean, it's just completely different. Altuve will be back.
754 OPS is better than Jake, so slow down.
Barely. What's Jake Myers' home OPS?
I don't care about Jake Myers' home OPS. He's still got a good, decent on-base percentage of .348, but it's slugging .406 on the road, .694 slugging. .694 slugging on the road, .444 on base, .1138 OPS for Yordan.
Is Yordan married?
On the road.
Is Yordan married?
Yes, he's married with kids.
Does Yordan have kids?
Yeah.
There you go.
See,
Jake Myers' OPS at home, .752.
I told you Yordan was better. 754.
Yeah, I told you they're close.
Oh, my gosh. Jordan, it's Jake Meyers at home.
You scoffed. You look, no way. Yeah, he's kind of Jake Meyers at home.
What's Jake's batting average at home?
Well, I got to get back into the numbers.
We're not doing this.
Jordan is 259.
We're not doing Jordan versus Jake on a show. This is a bad show if that's what we're doing.
No,
but it's not our fault. It's Jordan's fault.
It's actually accurate. 754 OPS versus 752. Jake Meyers at home.
Now do home run totals.
Jake Meyers is hitting 256 at home.
259.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Jordan's hitting 259 at home?
At home.
What's he hitting on the road?
What's his slugging at home?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Why OPS do you keep getting out of it?
No, because I'm at StatMuse. I'm typing in the actual sentence. I don't have
it. Just go to ZSPN page.
Adele is so excited that he's found Jordan as Jake Meyers at home.
No, I'm excited because he scoffed at me, and it's actually more correct than he thought.
It is actually. It's scary correct. It's bothering me correct. That's what it's doing. Holy crap. Okay, so I'm gonna get Jake Meyers and his home splits. This is bad. This is bad for us, guys.
I'm just gonna eat this breakfast.
Okay, so
this is a bad sign.
At home, 256, 318 on base, 430. He's got a better slugging percentage than Jordan at home.
All right,
433 slugging. Jordan's home slugging percentage is 406.
Want to apologize to Jimmy Rollins
and Dell?
What is that?
He's been bad.
Oh, my God.
I told you he's a Hall of Fame player on the road, and at home, he's Jake Meyers.
He's Jake Meyers at home. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Doesn't mean it's not true.
Jordan is Jake Meyers. Oh, my gosh. You just ruined. He can't be more smiles right now.
I'm laughing at you.
He cannot be happier.
I'm laughing at you because you couldn't believe I would actually make the comparison. It turns out the numbers, I'm dead on.
This is classic glass half full stuff, glass half empty stuff. Glass half full is Jake Meyers is Jordan at home. Look how much better that sounds.
Yes.
Like, is he really? Yes. Jake Meyers is hitting like Jordan at home.
Or, you know what's really, really bad? Jordan is hitting like Jake Meyers at home.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a matter of how you say it.
Right. It's the same thing, only terrible. Only awful. You love this. You're the worst person.
No, I'm not. I know that Jordan is tremendous, and they're going on the road, so expect a good series from Jordan.
Yeah.
He's just not produced at home.
No, Jordan is going to crush him in Baltimore. Crush him. They've got no chance against Jordan. 1138 OPS on the road. That's what I'm looking forward to. Listen, but this is – a lot of that was early, too, though, but Jordan has not been good. He's flailing at stuff like it's Maddux he's facing.
Yeah, right now it's more Bregman and Diaz.
Yeah, yep. He has not looked good. Not on this homestand. He wasn't good, that's for sure. All right. 713-780-3776.
What a terrible segment that was.
That was the worst segment we've ever had. And we've had a lot of segments, a lot of terrible segments in this career.
Look at Anthony shaking his head yes.
Yeah, no. Anthony's disgusted with that with you, Dell, right now.
No, you did too.
Houston Powder Coaters. I'm not disgusted with Robin. I'm not disgusted with anything. I love what Houston Powder Coaters do. Houston, what they do is they make everything just look better. They make everything look new again. And the colors that you want them. This is something that if you're looking for the best way to get your Houston, your stuff looking new again, Houston Powder Coaters is the way to go. They are the biggest by volume and the best. Over 20 years of experience, five-star customer service, the Google reviews. Go see. Whatever it is whatever metal that you have that you need to make it look new again, or it's rusted out, faded, whatever. If your patio furniture is broken, you need new straps and slings or whatever you need repaired. Robin will tell you. You send her a text, you take a picture and you send it to her, and she'll tell you whether or not she could save it or whether or not you just need to buy new stuff. That's what she does. Free pickup and delivery is a great thing, okay? You don't have to worry about that. They're going to take care of everything. You don't have to touch a thing. trusted by the biggest businesses here, the Downtown Aquarium, the Marriott Marquis, the Westside Tennis Club, on and on and on. Kima Boardwalk, everybody uses Houston Powder Coaters. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888, or HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5. We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Anthony, our old friend from New York, is in studio. Going to come move here. Pearland area? Yeah? Nice. Pearland, get ready. Now, you won't understand him because he talks like he's from New York. But you're going to have... You're going to have a hard time understanding people over there, I'm pretty sure, Anthony. But welcome to our fair city. Welcome to our fair city, the best place in America to live. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is there anything on the Texans that we haven't
really? I listened to all of what D'Amico had to say. I thought the most interesting thing was about Damian Pierce a little bit, which Dell played before Jimmy Ward was excited. They asked him about, what'd you think about getting that contract extension? Oh, I was so excited. You think?
Yeah.
Of course you were. So I thought that's an interesting extension for a player who missed a lot of time last year, but clearly they value they value his presence in the locker room, and they clearly value him as a football player too. But that was, I don't know, that caught me by surprise a little bit.
The Jimmy Ward, yeah.
Yeah, unless it helped them, you know, unless it was reworked and kind of helped them. They added the year, but it helped them financially this year. Like maybe it helped push some money back a little bit to help with whatever future moves they want to make this year.
Is there anything that we want to see? That we want to see against the Rams?
Nah, this is just
a guy. You know, are there some jobs?
Yeah, they asked D'Amico about that, and he said, you know, you never know what's going to happen. They asked him about guys who are playing in this game. He said, you never know what's going to happen. You're always being evaluated. Things happen, blah, blah, blah. I think that maybe 5-6 at wide receiver, possibly number 4 running back. Possibly, number 5 cornerback might be looked at. Maybe one offensive line position might be a tackle spot or a guard spot might be up for grabs. So, yeah, I think there might be some.
Maybe
a defensive tackle spot.
How about
also
a defensive end? Is Jerry Hughes still on his team?
He will be.
Well, with Dylan Horton still out.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
D'Amico Autry suspended. There's probably a spot. Barnett is the backup right now. Jerry Hughes. I mean, is Ollie Gay going to make this team? Solomon Bird.
Yeah. Solomon was late round pick. I think he'll be a practice squad player.
I think Jerry Hughes is probably...
Jerry Hughes will make the team.
He'll make the team, but then when D'Amico Autry comes back, it'll be interesting. Is Tim Settle going to make this team after not being around?
That's going to be interesting. If you're not practicing, it gets tough.
Every year we ask, Kurt Heinisch going to be on this team?
If it's not...
And every year Kurt Heinisch is on this team.
Yeah, I mean, Khalil Davis should make the team, so it might be between Settle and Heinisch, and then, you know, what you may be dealing with is somebody hitting... hitting an IR, you may have to deal with that.
Yep. Hey, Marcus Harris goes to the practice squad.
I think Harris goes to practice squad or just gets cut.
Yeah. Linebackers, is there Jacob Phillips? Seems to be on the, because of Jamal Hill and the draft, he's a draft pick, that Jacob Phillips seems to be on the
I don't think he makes the team.
along with Max Thule.
Tariq Barnes has had a few moments. He's got some speed. He's been kind of interesting. I mean, there is some depth. There's still some depth spots, but nothing that should have an impact on the season this year.
Lonnie Johnson Jr.
I don't see Lonnie making it.
I don't know. The Chronicle does.
Do they? Yeah. You think Eric Murray doesn't make it?
No, they Kalen think Bullock's he does. They think it. MJ Stewart doesn't make it.
All right, how many safeties are they keeping? Because you have...
They're keeping four.
Okay, Jimmy Ward, Jalen Petrie. Oh. Well, it depends on how they're handling Petrie as safety or corner.
Right.
So, yeah, if you have him at
you
nickel...
You could keep five, then.
If you have him at nickel, yeah, you could. Yeah, you're right. I guess he could make the team, but Bullock's making it. Murray's making it. Yeah, it's going to be between those two guys, MJ and Lonnie.
It'll be interesting for Mike Ford. He's got to have a big game if he's going to make it. Chris Boyd, D'Angelo Ross.
I don't see either one of those guys making it.
Jeff Okuda, interesting to see that.
Hasn't
people
practiced
think
for weeks.
They think he's on the team.
Hasn't practiced for weeks.
Huh. They think he's on the team. We'll see. Miles Bryant, whether or not he makes it.
Free agent from New England.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And they like New England. So,
Mike Ford is a special teams player with some good speed. I thought he's had some good reps at times this year in the offseason, or in the at least in games that I've seen. But looking at last year, when I look at the archives, I'm pretty sure they didn't keep, let me see, archive to start the season last year. Well, let's just look at 10-1, October 1st. Last year on October 1st, they were keeping... Now, you had some players on the – like Derek Stingley was on the IR last year. Let me go to when Sting was playing last year. So, let's go 11-1. 11-1, because Sting was back by then. So, your cornerback spots, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In safeties, you had 4. So, it was 9 total DBs. That's probably what you're looking at this year. That's not a lot.
Well, again, good football players are going to be on the street.
So
the Texans are actually going to be cutting good football players, which doesn't happen too often.
So Stingley, Ward, Petrie, Lassiter are all in.
Bullock.
Bullock is in, 5. Let's say Eric Murray is in, 6.
Well, if you're going to go four safeties, Petrie, Bullock, Ward, and Murray.
Okay, that's 4. So 5 DBs, it would be Stingley, Lassiter. Would you keep Desmond King?
Yep.
Okay, King would be 3. And then you've got 2 spots for Miles Bryant, Jeff Okuda, C.J. Henderson, Mike Ford.
It's probably going to be Okuda and Boyd. Or
I think you do need a corner with some size because Desmond's not that guy. Kamari is playing outside for right now, but you need some help with him. Miles Bryant is a smaller cornerback at 5'7", 5'8". So, yeah, one of these guys is going to have some size. Mike Ford is 6 foot from Missouri State. Jeff Okuda is over 6 feet tall. C.J. Henderson is over 6 feet tall. So one of those three is going to have to make the team. They've got to have some size outside.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776.
Somebody in Major League Baseball did something special yesterday. When we come back, I want to talk about one of the young stars has done something only 4 other players have done in Major League history.
All right, we'll do that on the other side. Right now, we got Houston Safe and Lock. My man, Derek DeSola over at Houston Safe and Lock, is waiting for you to get on over there and change those locks. I saw yesterday... I was in the grocery store, and it's got a kiosk there that you can just put any key. It will make you a key. It will duplicate a key. And I was like, wow, anybody can – if you get a hold of somebody's house key, you can just go and duplicate it at the store, no problem, no questions asked. That's dangerous. Well, how about the Medico lock? No one can duplicate that key. You can only duplicate that key if you're the person that buys it. So that's the way that you can keep your locks safe from people getting a key and duplicating it. That's something that you might look into. If you need to change the locks at your house, chances are not everything is great, something happened, or you just feel like, hey, I just feel safer with a better lock. Well, they got the best locks in the business. They got a ton of locks. I mean, they got the choices for you, and especially you businesses, whatever you need to do to rekey, master key, access control, whatever it is, smart lock, whatever it is that you want for your business, you need it. Houston Safe and Lock. Houston Safe and Lock. 975safe.com. Ask Derek. He's an expert. He knows what to do with your locks, with your safes. If you, of course, you need a safe, this is where to go to. 713-522-5555 or 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you, along with Dell. 713-780-3776. Keith wants to get in here to talk about Kyle Tucker. Come on. Who else wants to get in? 713-780-3776. What's up, Keith?
Good morning, gentlemen. Been a while since I've been on the show. Nice to be on. I got two Astros questions for you guys. I'd like to give ask the questions, give my answers, and then I'll hang up and get yours. So here we go. Number one, will the Astros re-sign both Tucker and Bregman? I would love to see it, but history just says they're not going to spend that kind of money, and it's going to be a pretty big chunk of change, and I just can't see. I would hope it would happen, but, you know, Bregman, now that he's gone, he's going to ask for, you know, a pretty nice contract, and, you know, we'll have to see on that one. Here's my second one. Who gets the ball in game one for the Astros as a starting pitcher? And, you know, you look at JV, the history says JV, but, you know, Fromber probably deserves the start. And so I'll hang up and let you guys tell me what you guys think about those two things. Thank you.
I think there's no chance of – I mean, there's no chance that they re-sign both. I think the chances of signing Alex Bregman are – they've shown no inclination to re-sign him up to this point, according to Alex Bregman. By the end of the year, we'll see. Jim Crane doesn't – he's not necessarily – once you hit the open market, nothing is based on emotion. And nothing is based on the era of good feelings. It's just based purely on wanting to get you at below market value. And that's probably not going to be the case with Alex Bregman. He's picked up the pace. He's a great defensive third baseman. I just, you know, you can make a case for a contract. Somebody could sign him to a bad contract, meaning too much money for too long. The Astros don't do long contracts, so... I think really Alex Bregman is probably more like a 35% chance of that happening. I think Kyle Tucker is close to zero because Tucker has basically said, I have no interest in doing an early deal. I want to get a market deal. He's not in a hurry to put money in his pocket from an early deal. So, you know, that's the Astros take advantage of, and I don't mean take advantage in a bad way. They take advantage of opportunities to sign players to early deals to extend. And the great thing for the player is it's usually only an extra 2 years that they tap onto their contracts beyond, you know, beyond arbitration or additional years. So
you're not a bad deal for them. It's not a bad deal. You know, get your money.
Yeah.
Jordan's got 100. I mean, he probably could have, if he had waited, if he'd have pulled Kyle Tucker,
300.
He would have been, yeah, he would have been.
I mean, he may have left 200 on the table.
Well, I don't know if he would have made, he wouldn't have made 300 during that time. He would have made it after he was done with his arbitration.
Right. He didn't leave 300 or 200 on the table, but had he waited, yes, he would have been a $300 million player.
Well, he still might be, you don't know. I mean, after this deal is up, we'll see. I mean, by the time it's said and done.
When he is, he won't be an Astro.
He did take a good deal, and Kyle Tucker said, no, I'm not doing that. I think somebody's probably going to step up, the Yankees, the Dodgers, and I'd hate to see Bregman go to one of those two teams. But a team with money that spends stupidly Listen, San Francisco was ready to spend on Carlos Correa. The Mets were ready to spend on Carlos Correa.
I can see the Cubs.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if some
Mets,
team overpays.
There's going to be other teams.
The problem is, not whether or not the Astros would give him something fair, but it's some other team is going to give him something stupid. And well, some other team might.
Well, fair is market value.
Well,
what you call stupid,
what is,
I call
what
market,
is market value.
Value?
First of all, you shouldn't sign him for over 6 years, and somebody will.
Well, that's impossible then.
Yeah.
You're talking about Kyle Tucker?
No, I'm talking about Alex Bregman.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know that Bregman gets more than 6 years. Free agency has tightened up a little bit recently.
Chris Bryant got 7 years and a stupid contract from Colorado. I mean, people are willing to eat the last couple of years of a deal.
Yeah, but you've seen how many teams aren't doing that now.
Well, I've seen how many teams still do.
Look at Blake Snell. I mean, free agency has gotten way tighter on some of these guys. Now, Alex doesn't really have – I mean, he does – it appears as though he's going to have an arm issue the rest of the year. But he doesn't really have a big, long history with injury, which is something that can hurt you. But and who wants to give pitchers super long-term deals now anyway?
Well, he's a position player, which – And we've seen third baseman. Of course, Matt Chapman couldn't get anything. There was nothing out there for him. Alex Bregman has a bigger name than Matt Chapman.
Kyle Tucker, over under 9.5 years on his contract offer.
Over. He'll get a 10-year deal.
Okay.
10 or 11.
Alex Bregman, 6.5.
I'm going to say over. Somebody's going to give him 7.
I'm going to say 6.
Somebody's giving him 7.
I'll say 6.
Your other question, Fromber's game one starter. Fromber is game one. Verlander hasn't been here. But
Verlander's two.
Hunter Brown is three. And then probably Kikuchi four.
Yeah, throw the lefty in there.
Yeah, yep. And you know, it depends.
Any chance they go lefty-righty-lefty?
There's still a month. There's still over a month left, so.
Any chance they go lefty-righty-lefty? I don't see that.
I think Hunter Brown gets a third start.
He really should. I mean, you can make an argument that Hunter Brown should be the number two, one or two.
Right.
Justin Verlander is going to be given two because, or maybe even one.
And
we'll
I'd like to look at their splits. I'd like to see Hunter's splits on home and road, because if you're much better off with Hunter in either spot, then that's where he should go, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be the smart way to go.
Yeah,
about
but
it.
They're not going to. I mean, Justin Verlander's not going to land in three hole.
Probably not. More than likely not. Yeah. Yeah, because he's just because he's Justin Verlander.
Sure.
He hasn't been around, though. And if he's not effective, listen, we got over a month left. If Justin Verlander is scuffling a little bit and not nearly as good as Hunter Brown, if Hunter Brown is dominant, then it's time to move Hunter. This is what are you going to hurt Justin Verlander's feelings? This is the last year he's here. Now, maybe he won't go in as an Astro into the Hall of Fame, but oh well.
I just think Justin Verlander's been there, done that. Jim Crane, the entire organization would be behind Justin Verlander. I don't think there's any question about
home,
that.
Hunter Brown is 5-3 with he's got 68 innings pitched, 55 hits, 26 earned runs. He's a little bit better. His opponent's batting average is .223 here and .284 on the road. There's a little bit of a difference there.
Listen, Justin Verlander just pitched 5 innings, gave up 4 hits, 2 earned runs, struck out 6, and walked 1. That's not scuffling. That's his first game back after being gone for 2 months with a neck injury. Justin Verlander, if he does get beat up, okay, well, that's a different conversation. But if he pitches average baseball, he's going to be, I think, the number two starter.
Hunter Brown, 3-4-2 at home, 4-2-3 on the road.
Yeah, but those numbers are irrelevant to me. I have to look at what he's done the last 2 months.
And what? Well, last 2 months he's been really good. Home
I know.
And away. His away included that Kansas City start where he gave up 9 in the first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, you take that out of there, and
that
it's probably
was also in. My God, that was in May or April.
It was early, yeah.
It was super early. I think it may have been April.
But you know how hard it is to come back from that?
Well, I know. That's why I don't care about
that. Yeah, his day, 5.89 ERA. That was a day game.
Yeah. I honestly don't care about what happened early. I just want to know, is Hunter better at home or road since he became Hunter Brown?
Yeah.
And even then, I don't care. I'm not going to base anything on home and away. Just line your best pitchers up the way you want to line them up and let's go.
take out that start in Kansas City, and it's probably all pretty even.
I think Rennell, so Blanco or Arrighetti, who has a bigger role in the postseason from the bullpen?
That's a tough call. Blanco hasn't been as good as he was early on.
No, and I didn't think his pitchers looked very sharp the other day.
No.
Arrighetti has had some strikeout stuff, but, man, when he's bad, he's bad.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. And is Taylor Scott wearing down? Maybe a little bit. Brian Abreu, I'd like to see him get a little distressed, although he's not going to get any rest now over this 18 games that they've got, 18 straight games. He's not going to get, especially with Presley down now. So you're going to see Brian Abreu a bunch. You're going to see Hader a bunch. It would be nice to give them, the guys in the bullpen, a little bit of a break come postseason. Arrighetti getting in there and Blanco getting in there.
Oh, man, you ain't lying. Taylor Scott, by far, the most innings he's had in the major leagues was 17 and two-thirds last year. Last year it was 17 and two-thirds innings.
What?
Yeah, in a single season.
17 and two-thirds innings, and that's his career high?
That's his career high.
Wow.
He made his rookie debut in 2027. He pitched in Seattle for 7 2/3, in Baltimore for 8 2/3. That's 16 1/3. That's his second highest total.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Then so this, and 60. It's 60 now. The highest total was 17 2/3. You have Hunter Brown that's way over. You have Arrighetti way over. Rennell Blanco way over. There was a reason you had to make a move.
We got to break it here. John Chill is going to join us on the other side, and he's going to tell us he's got his preseason bets in for the NFL. He's going to tell us what those are, and we'll tell you how you can get yours down next. But first, we're going to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. It is the place that you have to go if you're selling your vehicle. There's one site that is a must, and that's GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com is where you have to go because you have to find out what your vehicle is worth. When you walk into the dealership or CarMax or wherever, you have to know what it is that the value of your car. You're looking for the best way to sell a vehicle. Know what it's worth. And John Clay Wolf says, okay, I'll give you a quote. You go to CarMax. CarMax says, we'll give you more. Come back to me, John Clay Wolf says, and I will, and I'll tell you, okay, I can give you more than CarMax is, or go take that CarMax offer because that's more than you're going to get anywhere else. And he'll send you $100. But John Clay Wolf doesn't do that, not very often. You're looking for the best way to get rid of that car. There's one place you have to go. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.